Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Let's do the birthday scam.
We're going to call up Mike, who had some problems with the neighbors and put up a fence.
Of course, without approval from the homeowners, and he'd been dealing with them about a year ago, and he thought it was all over.
Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Sorry to bother you at work. Larry Murphy with the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just calling. I know that we've been trying to communicate with you for some time about the fence situation.
Okay.
I was just by there, and I noticed that nothing was ever done about that.
Right. And there's probably nothing going to be done, because as long as there's a three-family community living next door, I've got to have some kind of border control, because they're falling in my yard.
Well, surely you can understand that we can't just have everybody building whatever structure they want without going through a due process.
I understand that, Larry, but it's built in good manner.
Now, what do you mean about they're falling into your yard and such?
Well,
what does that mean exactly?
Okay, you've got 15 people living in that house.
Sure, they're not just visitors. I have no record of 15 people living
there.
Well,
you ought to come by and look how many cars are parked out front, and then find out how many dogs and babies and parents that live in that house.
Well, I know one thing. They're not building fences that they shouldn't be building, so they haven't really violated any rules yet.
Oh, you can have about 15 people living in one house.
I don't know about all that, but what I do know is there's a fence there that was not authorized, correct?
Well, as long as it's on my property and I've got to control people driving in my yard, giving me lawn jobs from next door, it's going to remain up.
Well,
I've talked to Vernon about this. I've gone to meetings. I don't know who you are. And
well, Vernon's done. Vernon's out. And I'm the guy who's running it. Right now, I'm calling to tell you that you have 48 hours to get that fence down. Meeting over.
All right. End of conversation.
Noel, I just will it. Hey, hello.
Hello, this is Mike.
Mike?
Yeah.
I was just calling back to see if you're going to be, if you could meet me at home so we could arrange to take that fence down.
You don't want to deal with me.
Well, I'll deal with whoever.
Anybody step on that property and you're liable to have a lawsuit on you.
Well,
now, don't bother me at work, because you're going to have another problem with you.
Well, I won't bother you, but I'll meet you over at the fence in about 10 minutes.
I'm not near the fence in 10 minutes.
Well, I will be with my backhoe. And I'm going to pull that sucker out of the ground there. I'm tired of messing around here.
Yeah, then you'll have a lawsuit on your hands.
Well, I'm above the law. I run the Homeowners Association.
Well, that's fine.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to that fence. I'm going to pull it down, and I'm going to sit on that stack of wood till you get home, and then we'll talk about it.
Who is this?
Something else I noticed here in your file is that you had a birthday recently. Now,
oh, my God. I know. This is Dean and Rod.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man. I tell you what. Who is behind this?
Your sister, Debbie.
My sister, Debbie. How about that? I cannot believe that.
All right, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's... I can't believe that.
Well, good luck on your fence. And
okay, great, man. All right, man. I love it. I never thought that had happened to me.
Dean and Rod. Mornings on Houston's Eagle.